大家好，欢迎回到 English Pod 中国，我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm John.
Well, today we're at the airport.
Right, so we've got a guy, he's trying to check his bags, but he has a problem.
Ah, so check his bags.
Yeah, check his luggage.
这里的 check 不是检查。而是说你要托运，对不对
？Right, you need to check in. Check your luggage.
对，所以呢，我们今天就会看到 ，when you're trying to check your luggage， 要托运的时候，可能会遇到的一些麻烦。I think his luggage is overweight.
All right, let's listen in and find out exactly what the problem is.
好。
Next, please. Hello, sir. May I see your passport, please?
Yes.Here you go.
Will you be checking any bags today?
Yes, I'd like to check 3 pieces.
I'm sorry, sir. Airline policy only allows 2 pieces of checked luggage, at 20 kilograms each, plus 1 piece of carry-on luggage. I will have to charge you extra for the additional suitcase.
What? Why? I'm taking an intercontinental flight. I'm flying 16,000 kilometers. How am I supposed to take only 2 20-kilo bags? That's absurd.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I can do.You cannot board the flight with that large bag either. Carry-on bags must fit in the overhead compartment or under your seat. That bag is clearly too big.
Now I see. You charge next to nothing for an international ticket. When it comes to charging for any other small thing, you charge an arm and a leg. So tell me, miss, how much will I have to pay for all of this?
Let's see. $625.
That's more than my round-trip ticket!
这样你知道吗？我有一个 personal experience.
Like this?
Exactly.
Really?
They charged me so much for overweight luggage.
Where were you going?
这个我稍后再说了。我们先分析一下今天的对话。
Okay. Well, you notice in the beginning, the person at the airport asked, will you be checking any bags?
So when we see, will you be doing something? 我们就会想这是一个 future.未来的事情但其实这里不是、
right. Well, it's sort of like the future, but really they're trying to be polite.
对，所以很多时候用这样的时态是一种更 polite, 更礼貌的说法啊。
So notice she says, will you be checking any bags? And then we also see checking luggage. So bags and luggage are usually the same thing.
Both are okay.
Right.
好，那今天这个人他想要托运几件行李呢？
3 pieces.
Ah, so here is pieces, ah, this 量词
Yeah, we use the word pieces for luggage, but actually we don't say pieces for bags.
Ah, okay, so how many pieces of luggage? 然后 bags, 你就可以直接说 I have 3 bags, 对吧
Yeah, how many bags or how many pieces of luggage?
好的，那他这里有三件行李，可是这个机场的工作人员就说 Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Right, airline policy allows only 2 pieces of checked luggage.
啊，所以这里我们就讲到了某一种 policy, 一种规定，对吧？
Right, they have a policy.
航空公司的规定啊 governments, 政府也有很多的 public policy.
Yeah, there's policy and then there's also law, right?
对。
But an airline does not have laws, it has policies and rules.
对他们的一些规定。然后这个规定呢是说只可以带两件行李只可以托运两件行李。
Yeah, 2 pieces of checked luggage at 20 kilograms each.
啊所以对 weight, 对重量也是有规定的。一件只能是 20 kilograms.
Right.
这里我想highlight 一个发音的问题就是这个 checked luggage. 我经常听到朋友碰到这个 ED, 他会说 checked luggage, 其实是 checked.
Yeah, checked. The ED sounds like a T.
对的。好那我们有 checked luggage, 然后也有你可以自己带上飞机的对不对
Yeah, plus 1 piece of carry-on luggage.
对所以 carry-on 就是可以带到飞机上面的意思。
Yeah, we could also say 1 carry-on.
直接用 carry-on, 后面不加 luggage 也行。
对。
好然后呢当你超出了他们的这个 policy 规定你就要付钱了对不对
Right, she says, I will have to charge you extra for the additional suitcase.
好那我们先来看一下 charge you extra 然后 charge 就是要来收你的钱啊
Right, so I can say charge you, charge you $20, charge you extra.
charge extra 就是说你虽然已经买了机票的钱，但这里我还要多继续收你钱啊。然后呢 for the additional suitcase， 原因是你有超出规定的这个行李。
Right, so airline policy allows only two pieces. You have three pieces, so you have one additional piece of luggage.
他这里 suitcase 就是一个箱子，对吧？
嗯哼。
好，那这个男的就很生气，他说啊，我是坐一个很长途的飞机，你怎么可以不让我拿这么多的行李上去？
Right, and look at the sentence he uses. He says, how am I supposed to only take two 20 kilo bags?
When you hear, how am I supposed to do something, 你就知道对方是很生气的。他是用一种抱怨的语气，通常是在抱怨你很不讲道理，对不对？
Right, he's complaining, you're being unreasonable.
Yeah, so how am I supposed to? 就是预示着可能要吵架之类的。
Yeah, so how am I supposed to? It's kind of like, how do you expect me to?
就是我怎么可能只带这么两件行李呢？有这个意思啊。
Right, exactly.
然后他说 that's absurd.
Right, absurd. It's kind of like ridiculous.
对，就是这个是很无理的，很滑稽的啊。
Right.
Absurd. 好，那 policy is policy at the end of the day. 啊，所以呢，这个机场的人他也很强势，很牛。他说 ，You cannot board the flight. 你如果要带这么大的东西 carry on 上去的话，你不能上飞机。
Yeah, she says, there's nothing I can do. You cannot board the flight with that large bag either.
这样也不行。然后呢，这个 carry on must fit in the overhead compartment.
Right, so must fit. It's talking about it can't be too big, right?
对，一定要塞得进去啊
carry,
塞得进那个 overhead compartment.
Right, carry-on bags must fit in the overhead compartment or under your seat.
就是在你头上放行李的行李架或者放在那个椅子底下。好，那这个男的很倒霉，他当然就非常的不高兴了，说哎呦，你们什么都要 charge extra. 然后呢，他说你们现在是要 charge an arm and a leg.
Right, he says all these small things, right, the extra bag and the bag
carry-on.
Being, the carry-on being too large. He says you charge an arm and a leg.
他说你们要我付一个手臂和一条腿的钱。
Yeah, it's like cutting off your arm, cutting off your leg and using that to pay.
很贵很贵，对不对？
Yeah, too expensive, much too expensive.
You charge an arm and a leg. 但是没办法，最后人家还是要 charge 他，而且要 charge 他 over $600.
Yeah, which is more than his round trip ticket.
哎呀，他可能是买了像春秋航空这样，机票很便宜 ,JetBlue. 但是 they charge for everything.
Yeah, like even peanuts, right?
对。好，那我们再听一遍今天的对话。
Next, please. Hello, sir. May I see your passport, please?
Yes. Here you go.
Will you be checking any bags today?
Yes, I'd like to check three pieces.
I'm sorry, sir. Airline policy only allows two pieces of checked luggage at 20 kilograms each plus one piece of carry-on luggage. I will have to charge you extra for the additional suitcase.
What? Why? I'm taking an intercontinental flight. I'm flying 16,000 kilometers. How am I supposed to take only two 20-kilo bags? That's absurd.
I'm sorry, sir. There's nothing I can do. You cannot board the flight with that large bag either. Carry-on bags must fit in the overhead compartment or under your seat. That bag is clearly too big.
Now I see.You charge next to nothing for an international ticket. When it comes to charging for any other small thing, you charge an arm and a leg. So tell me, miss, how much will I have to pay for all of this?
Let's see. $625.
That's more than my round-trip ticket!
Okay, so Jenny, you said you had a similar experience?
而且是很 painful, 很惨痛的 experience. 就是我当时从澳大利亚结束了我的这个留学生涯，然后我回上海。I didn't ship any luggage. I didn't ship anything.
So how many pieces of luggage did you have?
好像三个吧。But they're huge. 就是每一个箱子都超大，然后很重。然后人家跟我说，我记得也是 they said we're going to charge you 就是好几百块 Australian dollars、然后我说这么贵，结果呢那个工作人员跟我说 or you can just upgrade to business class 他说这样的话他就不 charge 我 extra, 然后呢我可以坐得舒服一点。
Oh, and it was cheaper.
差不多的价钱，但是至少你可以坐得舒服一点，对不对？
Oh, that's a good trick.
对，所以呢我就升了一下舱。
Another good trick is to ship the bags instead of taking them on the airplane.
对啊，海运，对不对？但是如果你要用 DHL, 大家很千万要注意。因为我有朋友他用 DHL ship 回来、uh-huh. 结果到了上海以后他要拿这些 bag 是非常麻烦的，人家要问他你每一个箱子里装了什么东西，回答错了就不给他了。
What?
对啊，因为他们要安全嘛，是
Really?
对，不能拿错。
Wow.
Okay, I have nothing against DHL.
Yeah, just remember right now the airline policies are very strict.
Especially for US airlines, right?
Yeah.
So you have to check in advance.
Yes.
好，那我们今天的课就到这里。如果你要旅行的话，祝你旅途愉快。
Take less baggage.
See you next time.
All right, see you.